أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يعمل من الصالحات من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فأولئك يدخلون الجنة ولا يظلمون نقيرا ومن أحسن دينا ممن أسلم وجهه لله وهو محسن واتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفا واتخذ الله إبراهيم خليلا ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكان الله بكل شيء محيطا صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses number 124, 125 and 126 of Surah An-Nisa, continuing from the discussion of yesterday that the Yahud believed that Jannah is for them based on the fact that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu was salam had come earlier before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the Torah was revealed before the Quran Sharif, and on that basis they were the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the basis of success. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى, that whoever practices righteously, مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى, be it a male or be it a female. Gender is not the issue. There is no kind of discrimination in the courts of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala based on any form of gender whatsoever. The criteria by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ, that individual is a true believer, the one that had brought complete belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not denying any article of faith whatsoever. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ, then they are the ones that will enter Jannah. وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ نَقِيرًا, and they will not be oppressed to the slightest but not equal to a particle. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ, and who is better insofar as the deen is concerned, insofar as the way of life, the religion is concerned, then that person, أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَ, that has submitted his face, لِلَّهِ, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your face will be submitting himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some ulama have stated that submitting oneself to Allah Rabbul Izzat refers to ikhlas, it refers to sincerity, that whatever a person carries out, whatever the deed be, it is done only, solely, purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how small a deed be, it is done for Allah ta'ala. No matter how big and great a deed be, it is done only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Others have stated that a person gives himself up for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. In other words, a person becomes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's in every aspect. And some have stated that a person makes his sujood, in other words, his face goes onto the ground only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second, وَهُوَ مُحْسِنْ, and that person is muhsin. Muhsin here refers to being a person that does good. In other words, he does good. And again here there is two aspects to it. One is this, that he follows the shariat, he follows the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the example that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had set. So one is ikhlas and sincerity insofar as the inner aspect is concerned, insofar as the heart is concerned. وَهُوَ مُحْسِنْ, insofar as the physical aspect, the outer is concerned, the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have shown it, That is how a person carries out the deed, not how we would want to carry out the deed according to our own whims and our own fancies. The other aspect is وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ is what is also found in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Insofar as a person's endeavor is concerned, a person's strives is concerned, that when Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had come in the disguise of a human form and he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam several questions. One question he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is about this ihsan. What is it? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. That you worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in a way that you see Allah ta'ala, and that is with the heart. In other words, you strive and you endeavor in such a way that you begin to perceive Allah Rabbul Izzat and you become aware of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So both is intended, that the outer, the way we carry out our ibadat in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we strive to that extent that we become aware of Allah Rabbul Izzat in every aspect. وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. And the third is that the person follows the millat, he follows the way of life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the one that was occupied only with Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, he left every other way of life and followed only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. And here it refers to the fact that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had given everything and everyone up only for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzat. He sacrificed everyone and everything. He left his father only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, and he had to make hijrat. He was flung into the fire only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He left Sayyidina Ismail and Hajir only for the sake of Allah ta'ala in the barren land of Makkah Mukarrama. In other words, to give up everything that is haram, to give up everything that is not approved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had taken Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam as a bosom friend. In other words, here Allah Rabbul Izzat is saying that if you want to become my friend, then in the first part of the verse, there is the prescription, give up everything only for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, give everything that is impermissible, everything that is haram, give it up only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Do not be afraid to give everything up, because everything belongs to Allah Ta'ala. For Allah Ta'ala belongs whatever is in the skies, whatever is in the earth, and Allah Rabbul Izzat will open many doors. Allah Ta'ala never closes any door. If a person gives up what is haram, if a person gives up what is not approved by Allah Ta'ala, if we give that up, Allah has never closed any doors. Allah opens many doors instead. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُحِيطًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses all things. In other words, Allah ta'ala is in control of everything. Allah is the one that determines what reward a person should get in this world. Allah ta'ala determines what a person's sustenance should be in this world. Allah determines what we give up, what Allah ta'ala will give in replace, and Allah will give in place of it. And Allah ta'ala determines what our stages should be in the hereafter. All of that is in the hands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.